Hello, everyone. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Looking forward to starting this week strong with you. Let's start this show with the hottest ticket in town, which was the coronation of King Charles III at Westminster Abbey in London. About 2,200 people, including royal family members, celebrities, faith leaders, and heads of state from around the world, were there to see 74-year-old King Charles officially crowned into the royal lineage of the British monarchy. With his 22-karat gold 360-year-old crown, it had been 70 years since the last coronation when King Charles' mother, Queen Elizabeth II, took the crown. His wife, Camilla, received her own coronation as well as queen. Like her husband, she was anointed with holy oil by the Archbishop of Canterbury before having Queen Mary's crown placed on her head. Senior royals Prince William and wife Princess Catherine were there, Prince Harry as well, but without his wife, Meghan, who reportedly stayed in the U.S. with their children. After the ceremony, there was a massive procession from Westminster Abbey to Buckingham Palace, with about 4,000 troops escorting the king and queen. The newly anointed monarch and the queen waved as thousands of spectators packed the streets of London to get a glimpse of the royal couple. But this pageantry saw some feathers ruffled as well. Anti-monarchy demonstrators were also present, wearing yellow t-shirts, booing and shouting, "Not my king!" London's Metropolitan Police said it had made more than 50 arrests during the coronation from these protests. Our Max Foster has more on this piece of history in the making.
A day of destiny. The patient prince, crowned at last. Charles III, King of the United Kingdom and Commonwealth Realms. London stood still as well-wishers lined the streets, huddled in the rain, to join the celebration of British monarchy. Leaders, dignitaries, family members and celebrities, more than 2,000, gathered in Westminster Abbey for this once-in-a-generation event. Prince Harry entered alongside other royals, including Prince Andrew, Prince Edward, Princess Beatrice and Princess Eugenie. The Prince and Princess of Wales arrived behind the King and Queen and followed them into the Abbey in what appeared to be a break from the schedule. King and Queen, married in 2005, arrived in splendour. The couple wore their respective robes of state, Camilla in the robe of state originally made for Queen Elizabeth II. The deeply religious ceremony moved through several stages. First, the recognition. Charles faced the four points of a compass, symbolically presenting himself to the people.
I here present unto you King Charles.
Breaking from tradition, Charles read a prayer aloud.
We may discover the ways of gentleness and be led into the paths of peace.
Hallelujah. Another first, a gospel choir. Before the oath, Charles acknowledged the role of the Church of England to foster an environment in which people of all faiths and beliefs may live freely.
I will.
70 years since his mother before him, Charles fulfills his destiny and takes his place in the holy lineage of kings and queens. Made for the last King Charles in 1661, the sovereign crown comprises solid gold set with rubies and sapphires and other gems. Would the crown fit?
God save the king!
God save the king!
Queen Camilla received her own coronation. Like her husband, she was anointed with holy oil, and the keeper of the jewel house then presented the consort's ring, marrying her to the king, to God, and their people. From Westminster Abbey to Buckingham Palace, a vast procession of 4,000 ceremonial troops accompanied the royals into a new era, a new Britain, ruled by its newly crowned monarch. Max Foster, CNN, Buckingham Palace, London.
10-second trivia. Which of these institutions is currently led by Jerome Powell? The Federal Reserve, the FBI, Princeton University, or J.P. Morgan? Jerome Powell is the current chairman of the Federal Reserve, which is the central bank in the United States. For the past year, we've seen the Federal Reserve repeatedly trying to tame soaring inflation by hiking up interest rates. Well, the Fed did it again for a 10th consecutive time since last March. The continued raising of the interest rates is hurting Americans' pockets, especially when it comes to paying for mortgages, car loans, and credit card bills. Our Christine Romans is here to break it all down for us.
The Federal Reserve has raised rates 10 times over the past year. That target interest rate from the Fed influences a lot of other borrowing costs for mortgages, credit cards, business loans. The Fed's attempt to tame inflation raises costs for all Americans. Let's look at how it's felt in your household budget. The rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage was 4.16% back when the rate hike started over a year ago. Today, it's 6.39%. So, on a $500,000 loan with 20% down, that works out to be more than $500 extra a month. New car loans have jumped from 4.5% last year to almost 7% on a 6-year auto loan. That means the monthly car payment is $63 more expensive for the same car. The Fed's rate hikes make credit card debt even more dangerous and expensive to carry. Average credit card rates have soared from 14.5%, already high, to a record above 20%. So if you pay just the minimum on a $2,000 balance, say, it'll take you nearly 11 more months to pay it off because of the rising interest rates. More recently, the Fed has signaled a potential pause in new rate hikes.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, the wildest prom arrival we've ever seen. You've heard of limos, buses, vintage cars, horse-drawn carriages, but have you ever heard of someone showing up to prom in a tank? Not a tank top, but like a legit tank, an armored one. Jeannie Mose has more.
This is how Washington State resident Sherman Bynum made his entrance at the Camas High School prom in the turrets of a World War II tank.
Sherman, are you happy?
Heck yeah.
We're kind of tired of seeing sports cars, limousines, the average ride. But also as a teenage boy, I mean, I like tanks.
It was offloaded near the prom venue, the treads rubberized to avoid damaging roads. A bagpiper known as the Unipiper served as an escort. Sherman, no relation to the tank, used a GoFundMe page to raise the $1,000 needed to rent the tank from a collector who did the driving. As for Sherman's date,
he asked me with a sign that said, "I'd be thankful to take you to prom with me," and it was perfect.
Perfect, though, to protect her gown.
She did not want to sit inside of the tank. That was not something she was interested in at all.
Jeannie Mose, CNN, New York.
But dude, she was like, no thank you. She's not riding in that thing. Many thanks to all of you who have subscribed and have been commenting on our CNN 10 YouTube channel. I wish there was a way for us to get to every single one of you. Today's shout out is going to Big Sky State, Park High High School in Livingston, Montana. We see you. It's Monday, May the 8th. Let's go be great. Remember, greatness isn't just innate. It's something you create and cultivate. Outwork everyone every single day. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.